Everybody, and welcome to 2025, week four of the Locker Room Chats. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Alongside with me today, the Sabetha Boys head coach, Josh Wurtenberger, and coach right now, team on the season, looking pretty good, 3-2 overall, but a 2-0 start in the league play, looking great, but back-to-back league wins. He had the win over Hiawatha, 55-52, and then right before the break, he had the big win against Royal Valley, 53-34. Before we kind of get into some other things and some of those postponements, talk about those last game you just had against Royal Valley and what it kind of means to get such a good start here in league play, starting off 2-0.
Yeah, we always want to keep improving, and so that's always a goal that we say that we have. And I felt like, you know, even from the Hiawatha to Royal Valley game, I saw that I felt like we improved on the defensive end. We were able to hold our opponent under 40. That's usually a goal that we shoot for, and so that's what we did on our last game before the season. And then we had a couple guys get hot, and we understood to get them the ball as much as possible. And so, we were able to stretch out a lead there in the second half.
Well, some of those guys who've gotten hot in the year, LT Thomas, you're right now, is averaging 10.8 points per game. Tyler Winger, who's averaging 9.2, and then Brody Dieters, averaging 6 points per game, and then also at the same time, 3.8 rebounds per game. You know, your whole entire lineup's looking really great right now as they're kind of getting to a mojo into this, you know, 2025 part of the season. You haven't played your first game yet, 2025. You were supposed to play it yesterday against Nemaha Central. That would have been a home game for you. It still will be, and it'll just be moved to January 18th. That is a Saturday. But, Coach, your first game, it's going to be this Friday instead of 2025 against St. Mary's, another league opponent. What's it going to be like for you?
Yeah, it's a really good team that's got a lot of good athletes, and they play 90 feet on the floor, and so we're going to have to be ready for their pressure. They've got a lot of good scorers that can shoot from anywhere, and so we've got to be able to guard the ball. And so that's going to be a fast-paced game that we've got to be ready from the tip to be ready for their speed and their pace that they push. So looking forward to that challenge that we have. I think, you know, that's similar to like our Rock Creek game that we played. I think they'll have a similar pace there.
Well, we just mentioned that Friday game. That game, if anyone wants to, you can catch it on the Sabetha channel. But if you want to, on the Sabetha channel and on 103.9 KNZA, you can catch next week's Tuesday's game, Holton at Sabetha. Give me a little bit of a preview against a Big East team that you're quite familiar with, in Holton Wildcats.
So, yeah, with Holton, you know, last year we split with them in our two games, and they have quite a few of those guys back again this year, so we know that they'll be a good team and good competition, and they have a new coach, so they'll be doing some new things this year, I think, but I know that he'll be finding their strengths and doing what they can do best as a team, and so that'll be another good test for us next week. Every game that we have against the Big East opponent, we know is going to be a good test for us.
This has been week four here of the Locker Room Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat, here with head coach of the boys team, Josh Wurtenberger. I'm Crittenden Prophet. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Crittenden.
This Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service.